Dear brethren, it is time to convene our conference. We'll ask you to please take your seats. And we're going to open with the use of hymn number 188. Hymn 188, all four verses. Welcome you to our convention. I think the goal of our convention is to be brought nearer to the Heavenly Father, nearer to our Lord Jesus, and if we all approach the same point, then of course that will draw us nearer one to another as well, as we each aggregate around the values and the leaders, Christ and our Lord and God, that we value and want to be taking our headship from. The purpose of our 3 days of conference is to replenish our spiritual zeal, our spiritual vessels, that we might be filled with truth and with the spirit of the truth, and use that as a sanctifying influence upon our lives. Now there are times when perhaps through experience we become a little discouraged, or perhaps even just kind of neglectful or caught up in the spirit of our daily activities. And to have a period of 3 days when we can set aside just to focus on spiritual issues and remind ourselves of the important values is very healthy. You know, in the Old Testament, God actually mandated certain feasts during the year. There were three times when all the males were to convene at Jerusalem, the center of their spiritual hopes, and become refreshed and renewed in their spiritual thinking about what God had done for them. And so it's appropriate that we take days off in conference together with the Lord's people. There was an episode in the book of Luke, it's in the 24th chapter, where the disciples had walked with Jesus for the greater part of 3 years, and now they were discouraged because Jesus had died. And it was that morning of the resurrection, but they hadn't seen him. They had some rumors from the women about seeing him, but things were a little unclear. And they were walking, they were talking, the two disciples, and they were downcast in appearance, and a stranger joined them. You know who that stranger was. And he pretended not to be aware of circumstances, and he said, "Why are you so downcast?" And they said, "Well, don't you know what's been happening these days?" He says, "Well, what things?" And as they recounted the experiences of our Lord, they said, "You know, we had trusted it had been him who would deliver Israel." Well, it was, and it would be. And it says, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he opened to them to the scriptures that spoke concerning himself. And later, as they reflected on it, they said, "Did not our hearts burn within us as he walked with us in the way? And he showed us that the fruition of our hopes was indeed in him, in the Messiah." And then, shortly thereafter, he vanished out of their sight, and they knew it was him, and they knew these wonderful words they had been hearing were words of their master. They rushed back to Jerusalem. They saw the other disciples who said, "Yes, even Peter has seen our Lord." And they were just thrilled beyond measure. Well, I hope that some reflection of that can be aggregated during our days of fellowship, because our purpose is to have that kind of zeal and interest in the Spirit renewed to us, so that as we go forth in the days ahead, as they did, we will be full of a desire to spend and be spent on behalf of our spiritual values. There was a passage way back in the book of Isaiah that prophesied of the time that his disciples would be taught of God. It's in Isaiah, the 54th chapter, and it speaks of those who would have, because of their hold on faith, would have looked forward to something better, but they would have gone through a lot of persecutions and trials. And so in verse 11 of Isaiah 54, we read, "O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with fair colors and thy foundations with sapphires, your windows with agates, their gates of carbuncles, all the borders of thy pleasant stones, and all thy children shall be taught of Jehovah, and great shall be the peace of thy children." Now we know when that applied, because our Lord Jesus referred to it. This is in the third Passover of our Lord's ministry, and it was at a time when he had said to the crowds who had wanted to make him king, he said, "I am the bread that comes down from heaven," trying to see if they would take a spiritual lesson. And it said they murmured among themselves. He says he's the bread that comes down from heaven. They didn't get the point. And the one whom they had expected to make king, they now realized they didn't have enough faith in to actually take to heart his words. And then Jesus said about their murmuring, "You murmur among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught of God." And Jesus was there to teach them of God. And I hope that we, in our 3 days here, will realize that the Master is present among us, and he is the master server of the food that we have prepared for us in the Scriptures. And the various servants that we have, one by one, to bring a glimmer of that feast of truth to you, we hope we will give attentive attention to and realize that they are ambassadors from the Lord for our teaching and our nourishment.